funding that we announced last night will provide for 30 new Headspace services, a perinatal mental health program, 4 specialist residential facilities for eating disorders, and more support for Indigenous youth through mentoring and peer support. The high rate of suicide, particularly among our young people, is a national tragedy which we have to take urgent action to address. We will expand the Headspace network, reduce waiting times, and enable more people to get this support that they need.
That's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, talking about the budget's focus on mental health during his National Press Club address from Parliament House today. Headspace is, of course, a frontline service for youth mental health with more than 100 centres across Australia. CEO Jason Trithauran joins me now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, Patricia.
Jason, how do you decide where these 30 new centres will go?
The 30 new centres that the Treasurer announced last night are a decision of government, and what they do is that the government takes input from primary health networks, of which there's 31 regional organisations across Australia. They consult with us, but ultimately it's a decision of government.
Okay, so ultimately it's their decision, but they take your advice. So if you are looking at locations like Esperance in regional WA or Echuca in regional Victoria, is it a difficult task to find young people who want to work in those places?
Well, it's not so much about the young people who want to work. It's actually about the young people who need to seek help for mental health issues that perhaps there are no other alternatives. So what happens, for instance, in Esperance is that Headspace operates out of Kalgoorlie. They've been providing some outreach services on a very part-time basis for a while. With the announcement of Headspace Esperance, it means that there will be a site there with more funding to actually provide more services to people in Esperance.
The speed in which young people can access Headspace will be improved. How will it be improved through this?
Yeah, look, the major announcement for Headspace in this budget has been $152 million, which is effectively over a six-year period. And that is actually strengthening the current service provision that is provided by, as you said, over 100 Headspace centres now. What that means is that we'll be provided funding to provide more infrastructure, so more consulting rooms in the Headspace centres where they can, where they can extend, perhaps be relocated should they need to. But importantly, Patricia, allowing more clinicians to work in the Headspace centres so that we can stay pace with young people who are seeking help. We not just want to create more access, we want to create access to the right services for young Australians.
How much pressure have you had to put on the government behind the scenes to get this result in the budget?
Well, the pressure I put on government is actually not even close to the pressure that we get from Headspace centres in local communities applying pressure on us to advocate on their behalf. We take the voices of young Australians. We hear families where the system doesn't work for them as much as it should. We hear from the managers and the clinical people working in the centres, and we wrap it all up. In fact, the government have been very receptive in terms of listening to what is required. This is a step in the right direction, Patricia. I have no doubt that in coming budgets we'll be requiring more, but without this added injection, we would have been struggling. So it's extremely welcomed by Headspace.
Jason, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And that was Jason Trithauran. He's the CEO of Headspace. Now, if you found any of the themes in that interview difficult, you can contact Beyond Blue anytime on 1300 224 636. Or if you or someone you know is experiencing distress, you can call Lifeline on 131114. This is RN Drive.